Are you a maker of lists, or do you simply just wing it? Or possibly your experience level and keen intellect are enough, and lists simply aren't needed. I have at times been a list maker in my life. At times, my list making has been confined to very specific tasks or used for particular reasons. I mentioned once on a New Year's resolution episode that I'm not normally much for writing out an actual list for that task. That said, I think the use of lists can be a helpful tool, especially with regards to a great number of outdoor endeavors. And I know I'm not alone. I have a number of friends I know who use lists, and I have still other friends who have requested copies of the ones I use. So, I'm far from alone. Today, I'd like to consider list making as it pertains to the time we spend outdoors. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. To kick things off, I'd like to offer up a short excerpt from a Patrick McManus story. His first story in the book Real Ponies Don't Go Oink is a selection titled Controlling My Life. Here are some of the opening portions to that story. I just read a book on how to control my time and therefore my life. My time has always had a tendency to slip away from me and do as it pleases. My life follows it, like a puppy after an untrained bird dog. Come night, my life usually shows up, covered in mud and full of stickers, exhausted but grinning and happy. My time never returns. That is why I read this book on how to get control of my time and life. The book claimed that the key to controlling your time and life is to make a list of all the things that you want to accomplish during the day, the week, and the year. Things you wish to accomplish are listed according to their level of importance in categories labeled A, B, and C. Under A, you place the things that have top priority for the day. Under B, the things that you really should take care of that day or in the immediate future. And under C, the things you might do sometime in the next century. The system sounded wonderful. Finally, I had a way to control those two rascals, my time and my life. Time would no longer merely slip away. I'd grab it by the neck and squeeze every second out of it and toss the empty skin over my shoulder. My life would become a thing of discipline, methodically achieving great accomplishment after great accomplishment. I sat down to start my list. Actually, as I think on it now, I probably jot down a lot more lists than I really think about. I've used notebooks a bunch, and it's not uncommon for me to be writing up a list of things to get done during the week on the church bulletin on Sunday mornings. Most of my lists are pretty haphazard. They're not ordered or numbered or anything, though I'm not adverse to writing in all caps or circling items to make sure I don't lose sight of what I deem to be more important items or tasks. I do have a number of more formal lists, both for work and in my personal life. Both sets of lists are centered on outdoor activities. My work lists are largely tied to the summer camps I'm in charge of. Some deal with planned activities. Others are itemized lists that address food or gear list to make sure we absolutely have everything we need when we get where we're going. My personal lists are much the same, with different lists that address fishing, camping, or hunting trips, and there are sublists for various seasons, or whether it's just me or planning for my family. Again, the idea is to not forget anything crucial, and not forgetting something crucial goes a long way towards what McManus talked about, controlling both time and life. If I forget something, it's going to cause a loss of time, if not life, so the more prepared I am, the better the odds my trip will come off without a hitch. Again, I know others have lists as well, and there are likely some of you who do a mighty fine job without needing to make use of a list. Well, that's not me. I have made use of a number of lists already in the past few months. List for trips for work, list for materials and steps in working on my cabin, list for different hunting trips in different locations for different species. I could probably make a list of all my lists. And the different lists I have, well, they morph as time changes them. Some items fall by the wayside, and others get added. I have a few lists in front of me still, to include some still attached to the building of my cabin, one last hunting trip, and a few dealing with the switchover around our home from fall to winter. I'd like to share a few thoughts and items from one of those lists as I look it over before the actual implementation portion, the trip itself. That one last hunting trip is a fly-in caribou hunt to the Nishigek Peninsula. I am going down to a lake on the peninsula with a friend. We plan to fly in a Cessna 185, which has a weight limit of 850 pounds. With my gear on, I'm maybe almost 30% of that myself, so we can't afford to go willy-nilly with luxuries on this trip. Some thoughtful consideration of items is involved. One of the tools of success at this location is the use of a raft. My raft and rowing frame chews up another 125 pounds. Additional items, like a boat box, tools, patch kit, air pump, and such, add another 15 pounds or so. My boat motor weighs 12 pounds, so we shave some there with it. Gas to power it will run an additional 12 pounds. Because I always plan to succeed, I've got a 5-gallon bucket with my after-the-shot stuff. I have skinning knives, rubber gloves, and a knife sharpener. I've got enough game bags for 3 caribou. My buddy has one tag, and I have 2. I've got citric acid, a sprayer, a sealed nylon tarp to put over the meat rack, items to build a meat rack, and the necessary parts to put together a bear fence. It's a tight fit, but fit it does, all in that 5-gallon bucket. I haven't weighed it yet, but if I need to trim a few things, I probably can. One other item with meat care, though it doesn't fit in the bucket, a thick plastic dragon harness. I found this to be the cat's meow for packing caribou across tundra. One of the biggest considerations to safety is staying dry and warm. I have 2 tent options that can comfortably house 2 people, and both tents are right around 20 pounds. In addition, I've got a tarp for a ground cloth and extra stakes. For inside the tent, I've got a fairly light for size sleeping bag, a full-size pillow that compresses down, and my climate air mat, which rolls up to the size of a water bottle. Total weight on bag, mat, and pillow is probably around 12 pounds. I might mention that on this actual list are the following categories: hunting, after the shot, sleeping and shelter, kitchen and cooking, clothing, camp life, raft, life vest items, and other. Each of those has a short to a long list of items beneath it. Some items are obviously more critical than others, but all items have some level of importance, or they wouldn't be on the list to begin with. My kitchen and cooking list has food, a separate list unto itself, based on number of people and trip duration. A cook shelter, cooking gear, which is a small pot and pan, cups, foil, butane canisters, small butane stove, lighter, sporks, can opener, oil, seasonings, water filter, water bottle, pot scrubber, dish soap, and paper towels. Sometimes there are other items as well, and sometimes it gets pared down to less than that. The one mention of the clothing list is that I try to heed my own advice. There's no real cotton items on it, other than a t-shirt to sleep in during warmer weather. I make use of fleece, polypropylene, wool, and other synthetics for all my layers. Also, rain gear and footwear is a part of this list. For footwear, I use Crocs around camp and for nighttime calls of nature. I wear hip boots on this trip for offloading gear from the plane. For actual hunting boots, I'll probably be wearing knee-high main hunting shoes. I've made use of wool more this fall, and that'll likely continue with this trip as well. The camp life list has toilet paper, my camp toilet seat, wet wipes, a small shovel, bug dope, a sealed nylon tarp, parachute cord, a camp chair, and thermocells with plenty of extra fuel. My hunting category has the stuff that I'm actually using when I'm hunting, to include my gun and ammo. Other items include binoculars, a camera, electrical tape, a headlamp and extra batteries, my license and tags, a regulations book, water bottle, snacks, a sat phone, my Leatherman, surveyor's tape, wind check bottle, basic gun cleaning supplies, and walking sticks. A lot of these items are carried in my day pack, along with some of the items on the clothing list, such as the rain gear, an extra fleece hat, and gloves. On my others list is such things as a first aid kit, my orange bag, which contains my personal items and necessary medications, an iPod for at night, at least 2 books and a Bible to read, sunscreen, and a spare pair of eyeglasses. My lists are not necessarily the best list, but I've been doing this enough that I know that they work for me. And I guess in hindsight, I'm a lot more of a list maker than I sometimes think of myself as being. I do think, in both a very real way and a very McManus-esque fashion, they can be very helpful toward taking control of your time and life outdoors, even if you never quite get to the level of methodically achieving great accomplishment after great accomplishment. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.